Right, it's just coming up to 11:30 and I should be joined on Zoom by Square Wave. That's Mike, Alex and Braden. Are you there, guys?
We are. Hello.
Hello. Great to talk to you. And it's all three of you this time.
Yeah, we managed to rope Mike in this time.
Yeah.
I think the last time you were live in the studio, it was May 23, and you played live. That was Braden and Alex, which was a track called Sweet. And then you had lots of play on Radio X and the BBC. So what have you been up to over the last, well, nearly a year since I saw you?
That's right. Yeah, we've been really busy, actually. We played a bunch of gigs last year off the back of Sweet, and then we released the B-side to Sweet as well, like another single, Whirlpool, around the same time. But yeah, since then we've worked on another EP, which should be coming out around October, place and time. Yeah, Mike, do you want to say what we've been up to?
Yeah, no, that's kind of it, isn't it? I mean, I guess like on top of like fitting in gigs where we can, it's just been kind of practicing our live sets, getting some recordings done, and kind of basically just making a plan for this year and even into 2025 on the sorts of releases we want to bring out. And yeah, so there's kind of lots of exciting things in the pipeline, really. So yeah, looking forward to sharing a lot more.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, really pleased with the response to everything. It's been great. And you guys have been a great help playing us all the time as well. We really appreciate it.
Well, as I said before, before the break there, I said I was going to drag all three of you into the studio to play live next time, because you were excellent. And that interview and the live performance is still up online. So the new EP, A Place in Time, tell us about some of the tracks, if you can, that are on it, and where you've recorded it, and give us a little idea about it.
Alex, do you want to take this one?
Sure. Yeah, go for it. So, yeah, about this EP... me and Braden wrote it's four songs. Me and Braden, we wrote the instrumentals mainly during lockdown, so it's quite a while ago. And then once lockdown was over, we brought them to Mike, and then we all jammed them and changed them a bit more. And then I think it was 2022, I think, we went into the studio and recorded them. And and then last year we just made a few changes and this kind of thing. And then, yeah, so now they're ready and ready to go, basically. Yeah. Braden, do you want to say anything about the lyrics and stuff?
Yeah, I was going to say, actually, yeah. Because they were written during the lockdown, there are like quite a few themes in there about sort of isolation. Yeah. And all of the things that were going on in the world at that time. You know, one of the lyrics on the first track is we stay inside as the planet dies and people fight for their right just to stay alive, which was very topical at the time. Maybe not so much now, but I think, you know, I think those themes of isolation are always going to feed into the music that we were making because of the way that we felt at that time. Yeah. We were actually meeting up outside to put the songs together because we weren't able to go in each other's houses. So we'd go over the park when we were allowed to meet up in pairs, which I think also influenced it, because there's a lot of themes of nature on there as well, because we were out among the birds and bees, as they say.
Yeah. I was saying, actually, the other day, it just seems like such a long time ago that this, you know, that COVID was here, and that's the way we were living. And I think it was just after Christmas that you could actually go outside and say hello to people. You know, you're saying about this is music that you've written then and it's coming out now. But to fresh ears, it doesn't matter whether you've written something 20 years ago. If you've not heard it before, it's fresh to somebody's ears, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think people are only just now recovering from it was such a big impact that we all couldn't go outside for so long. I think people are still sort of dealing with it mentally now, even though it was such a long time ago.
How is life as an independent musician?
Yeah, it's definitely very involved. I think nowadays it's quite saturated music. There's so many people making great music. It's hard to kind of cut through, so you really need to find your niche nowadays. But I find it quite upsetting in some ways, because it feels like years ago a band could come along and not have to know how to describe their sound. People would just listen and then they would be labelled by someone else. and quite often bands would sort of reject labels, and as it not labels as in record labels, I mean labels as in genre labels and things like that. But nowadays it feels like you can't get anywhere without pigeonholing yourself, which when you're trying to be a creative person and keep everything open and experimental is quite difficult to do nowadays. I feel like because of trends and hashtags and all this sort of stuff, they want you to be able to say, you know, we're a band that sound exactly like this other band, or, you know, we're this exact genre, which it makes it harder to market yourself. But I think you just need to find your community and your niche. And you can do that, I think, not just through the music, but also the way that you present yourself, as you said, in videos and things. There's definitely a certain style. So with Too Far, it's obviously a little bit more grungy than the other tracks we've released. So we've done some videos and things in the Greenwich Tunnel, because that was the grungiest place we could find. And we've got to tell you, it was very grungy down there.
Yeah. Was this day?
Maybe too grungy.
Was it daytime or was it late at night?
It was daytime,
yeah.
Thankfully. Yeah, we weren't that brave.
I hope you had your permits to film in London. Of course you did.
We won't talk about that.
I've got them right next to me.
That's right. You're just looking at them now. With regards to writing now, are you kind of all back in the studio together, and do you just write together as a collective, or are you still doing individual sort of writing and then bringing it together?
It's a bit of a mix, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd say like up until now, like most of the time it's been Braden and Alex who've kind of been doing the majority of the songwriting, and then I guess you guys kind of bring the songs into kind of rehearsal space and a bunch of different studios that we practiced in, and then we kind of probably flesh out more of, I guess, like the rhythm parts and just some of the transitions between different sections, and I don't know, also just kind of playing those songs with a kind of a full setup with, you know, amplified instruments and a drum kit, as opposed to just kind of practicing them on acoustics. So just kind of getting those kind of like dynamics and kind of exploring those aspects. But yeah, it tends to be that you guys do most of the songwriting and bring it to the table for us to kind of work on as a group, isn't it?
Yeah, I think sometimes it's easier in a quieter environment to get things down. Like you said, writing on acoustic, I feel like it's easier to get the core idea down on the acoustic and then work on all the loud bits and all the drums and fuzzy effects and that.
Yeah. And are you guys actually producing and engineering everything, or do you have you go outside for that?
We tend to book into other studios. So we recorded this at Big Noise Studios in Southend.
Yeah.
Like near the airport, that sort of way.
Yeah.
So we tend to use engineers, but we do record ourselves and make our own demos and things before we go in. So we tend to do kind of produce it a little bit before, so that when we go in with the engineer in the studio, they kind of know as close to the sound as we want to get that we can present to them, if you know what I mean. So we're showing them what we 99% of what we want it to sound like, and then they do the really clever bits in the studio that we can't quite do yet.
That's the best thing about being independent, because you haven't got anyone standing there going, no, I want it to sound like this. It's your everything you do, how you're represented, is all down to yourselves. So the single Too Far, I know you said it's a little bit of a departure from what you've done before, a little bit heavier, but tell us a little bit more about it.
Yeah, so it's been a song that we've kind of been it's been in like our set list for a while now. So it's certainly been coming to our live gigs. You will have heard it before, but it's gone through a couple of iterations. But we've really, I think, kind of focused a lot on just kind of the dynamics and the sound of it, and really kind of, I think I remember when we were in the studio, really focusing on quite a lot of different kind of production aspects. And yeah, it came together pretty quickly in the studio, I should say. But yeah, I think it's just like that, it's quite that kind of loud, kind of quite like to the point, straightforward, kind of, yeah, kind of like grunge kind of rock song, which I think it's super fun to play live, and it tends to get very good reception. So yeah, we're really pleased to kind of bring it out today and to kind of share with people who might not have had the chance to see us live yet.
And the EP, is that out now, or is that coming, or is it due out shortly?
That should be out by October. So we're going to be releasing three singles from the EP, and then the EP as a whole will come out in October. So we've got a few, we've got basically like a year's worth of stuff to come out, which is exciting.
Mm. And if people want to find out more Square Waver across socials, they're on TikTok, which I love, by the way, Instagram, you will find them on Twitter. They're everywhere. Are you going to be bringing out sort of physical copies? Have you got your merchandise sorted out to, you know, get a little bit of money back in?
We've just got T-shirts sorted. We've been a band for quite a while now, but we've finally actually got our own T-shirts, and they do actually look really good, if I do say so myself. So you can find them at our gigs at the moment, but I'm probably going to put them on Bandcamp. But if you want to find out when we'll be releasing the merch for you to order online, if you follow us on Instagram at SquareWaveOfficial, you can keep up to date with merch and things like that. But yeah, the T-shirts look really good, but I haven't actually shared them online yet. They've been exclusive to people at the shows so far.
Yeah, and that all helps, folks, if you're listening out there, to support independent music. So what gigs have you got coming up?
We are actually in the process of booking a tour for the EP at the moment, so we're not able to announce any upcoming gigs just yet, but we're just planning out at the moment.
Oh, that sounded a bit serious there, Braden. Do you remember last time you came in, Braden? I kept calling you Brandon because I just couldn't get your name correct.
I'm so used to that, though. My whole life it's been like that, honestly. I've had Aiden, Hayden, Brandon, Brendan, all of them.
A lot of people call me Mark as well.
Well, I was quite proud of myself, actually. I got it correct today, didn't I?
I really appreciate it. I was nervous about that, Michelle.
I'd written it in big letters, and I've put my glasses on so I can see it. So you've got the EP will be out possibly October. Well, it will be October, A Place in Time. The current release is called Too Far, which is out now, and you can sort of download it and stream it and do all that sort of stuff. And don't forget to look for the up-and-coming gigs with Square Wave this year and also their merchandise. You can follow them on Instagram, Square Wave Official, because that's the best place to find the guys. So it's been great to talk to you. Hopefully we'll drag you back in before you start with your tour and you can come play live.
Yeah, definitely. We'd love to do that.
That's fantastic.
Absolutely.
That'd be great.
Who was missing last time? Was it...
I think it was probably me, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, Mike.
Yeah. Mike, are you on your drums, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. You can bring in the tambourine.
I could blow the dust off the old tambourine and bring that into the studio. I'm sure that would. Yeah.
So the track is Too Far. It is out now. It's Square Wave. Do you want to introduce the track? And I'm going to end the interview with your song.
God, Mike, you introduce it because you weren't.
No. Okay. So, hello, listeners. This is our. We're Square Wave. This is our new track, Too Far, available on all streaming services. Hope you enjoy.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.